Hey, it's Deep Focus. I'm your host, Mitch Goldman. Big thanks to everybody who's been giving us those likes and subscribing to the show and thumbs up and sharing and telling people about us, because it makes such a difference. This is how the word spreads, and we've got all kinds of new listeners, and it's all thanks to you folks who've been letting people know. We really appreciate it. Mouth to mouth is great. Somebody tells somebody, mouth to ear, I guess that would be. Mouth to mouth is something else. You could do that too, but mouth to ear, that's what we're talking about here. But also giving us 5 stars or liking us or sharing us or whatever, putting it up on your socials, Deep Focus. It's changes the world and allows you to share something great with somebody you don't know. Somebody you don't know is going to find out because you said you liked us. It's really just makes the sun come out for us. And we don't take any money. You know that. This is just between me and you. But we love when new people find the music, and it's happening all over the world because of you. So really appreciate you doing all that. Okay, so this is part 3 of 3 parts of this broadcast from March 2, 2020. It was the eve of the COVID shutdown. So if you haven't heard parts 1 and parts 2, I'd go back and listen to them first, but you play it how you want it. It's your show. All right, enjoy.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Beautiful. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to feature this time Gary Valenti in one of his compositions called Goodbye. Thank you.
Jackie Byard and the Apollo Stompers.
Thank you very much. We'd like to feature our bass player in a composition called Aluminum Baby, Mr. Ed Schuller on bass. He's going to play a little Obligato. Go ahead.
at the Public Theater.
1989. Thank you,
bro. Take another bow, Ed Schiller. Take another bow, Ed Schiller. Ed Schiller, the bassist on Jackie Bard's Apollo Stompers. That's the name of his large ensemble, and of which our guest, Graham Haines, was a member for many years. The show's called Deep Focus. Our focus is on Jackie Bard, and our focus is set by Graham Haines. I'm Mitch Goldman. You're listening to WKCR. And you know what? I always loved, Graham, that everybody always thought that Apollo Stompers referred to the Apollo Theater, and it's got this resonance of
yeah, that's what I thought.
Harlem. We're all dead wrong.
Yeah, it's the god Apollo.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Did he ever talk about that with you? Did he?
He explained it to me once, or he explained it to someone I was listening to, but I didn't understand his take on it was.
It's got a cool harmonious kind of sense about it anyway.
Yeah, unfortunately I didn't learn enough about the Greek history that to know the story about the Apollo.
Very interesting character, but save that for another show. But more importantly, the music. What are you hearing when you listen to this? I would imagine most of the time when hearing this music, it would be from the center of the trumpet section.
Yeah. Most of the time, yeah. And a lot of these tunes, I remember these. I remember the arrangements, the book, everything. I'm not on this, but I was, as you said, in this band for a period of time, somewhere from around 1981, 82 until around 1987 or 88 or something.
Do you, I don't think we've given the rundown of everybody in the band. It's a large ensemble, and we should do that. But any particular names jump at you? Any stories you want to tell or memories of their playing? Or
oh, yeah, Roger Parrott. Roger Parrott was the lead guy. He was the lead trumpet player, and Roger was a character. Roger was a great lead trumpet player, an old school guy. I remember Roger, and there was another trumpet player who played, who's not on this record as well. One time, Roger had a parade. He called us to play for a parade. Me, Roger, and Jim. Jim was his name. I forget Jim's last name. So we did this parade somewhere in Brooklyn or Queens or Staten Island or somewhere. And I'd be playing all day in the sun. Roger was a character. I miss that guy. He was a hell of a lead player. And he was a hell of a character. Junior Vega, Junior. Another lead trumpet player, but I guess one of them is playing second and one is playing lead on this. Junior was in the band. When I first started playing in the band, Junior was lead, but I think Junior was busy. Junior was a salsero.
Yes.
So he was one of those guys, you know. So he was doing that and playing with Jackie, so I guess the other thing called,
Yeah.
Artie Simmons, it says Artie Simmons. That's Artie Simmons. And Artie Simmons is my cousin.
Hmm.
Artie Simmons, okay, so you know J.T. Lewis, the drummer?
Sure. Yeah.
J.T. Lewis lived across the street from Artie.
Huh.
Artie had a band, look up the Jazz Samaritans. Jazz Samaritans was a band everybody in Queens played with that band. Everybody.
Huh.
Marcus Miller played with Jazz Samaritans. I think Lenny White played with the Jazz Samaritans. I think Billy Cobham played with, all those guys were in Queens.
Yeah.
In that area, at St. Albans. So J.T., as J.T. tells me, J.T., my father, Roy Haynes, had a set of drums at Artie's house. He left a set of drums there because Artie had this band and everybody played in the band. So I think my dad kind of donated a drum set that was at Artie's house. And that's the drum set that JT learned how to play drums
on. Wow.
Because JT learned grew up across the street from Artie. So that's, you can confirm that with JT.
I believe you.
Story. So yeah, Artie Simmons.
Just had to reset it for Lefty.
Yeah. I remember David Chamberlain. I don't remember so well. Jack Jeffers was in the band for a long time. Jack is still around. I see
Alto
Jack around.
Alto sax, yeah.
No, wait a minute. That's wrong. Jack Jeffers is a trombone player.
Ah. Huh. Four trombones. Wow.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's strange. Yeah, Jack Jeffers is a trombone player. Sam Furness. Yeah, I remember Sam.
Yes.
I remember Sam well. Great alto player, great guy. We lost him too early.
Yes.
Bob Torrence. I think it's T-O-R-R-E-N-C-E. Bob Torrence. Bob Torrence was another guy who lived in the neighborhood. He lived up the street. And he was a great alto player.
Did Jackie just like walk out the door and swing a dead cat and whoever he hit was in the band?
I don't know, but Bob Torrence was a serious lead alto player, man. He had that sound. He had that sound, man. I used to love listening to him play. He could get that Johnny Hodges sound. These other tenor players, I don't remember. They weren't in the groups in the band when I played. Don Flatoff and Mel Ellison. Pablo Calajero, I remember. Pablo Baritone. Pablo was in the band for a long time. Martin Arbert, I remember, on guitar. Ed Schuller, when I was in the band, I think maybe Ed was kind of in and out. But
I seem to remember him playing with Jackie a bunch.
Ed played with Jackie a lot. And I think Ed probably played a lot with Jackie in trio, too. But when I was in the group, there was a guy named Ralph Hamparian who played bass and also played tuba. So he would play tuba on some numbers and he would play bass on some other numbers. But Ed was probably on some of the gigs that I was on. And Richard Allen was the drummer forever, ever since I could remember Richard Allen. I wonder what became of Richard, if he's still amongst us. But yeah, that was the band, yeah.
There is definitely a voice that comes through.
Yeah.
From these players and these arrangements.
And the arrangements, yeah. I hear when in Jackie's arrangements, I hear Ellington.
Mm-hmm.
I also hear the Vanguard Orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hear a lot of
Thad Jones.
Thad Jones.
Yeah.
Jones, his approach to big band. I think, yeah. And I think there were guys from the Vanguard Orchestra that sometimes would play with Jackie. And I know Jackie would go often to hear them. So I think he was into that sound of especially the reed section.
Yeah, that was.
Thad Jones' approach to arrangement. Yeah.
Lovano was in that band. And
yeah.
Yeah. Ralph LaLama, I think. Yeah. And,
yeah. And so, yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Well, they're swinging like mad. I think we should hear some more of it. We've got only 20 minutes left, man. The clock's ticking.
Yeah. Yeah. We played a lot of stuff.
We did. Graham Haines is here with me. I'm Mitch Goldman. The show's called Deep Focus. And our guest chooses a topic. Jackie Byard in this case, and we go into the KCR archives, and this one is, it's such a range, and we have more music we didn't even get to play. Somewhere down the road, I've got a solo Jackie Byard concert that we'll play on a night when, an otherwise quiet Monday, and hearing him in these different formats, they're very different skill sets.
Yeah.
But his musical character comes
Okay, yeah. When we listen to the record recording of him with Joe Farrell up at Lenny's, and he's very busy, he's very active, yeah. He's pushing the rhythm section, he's pulling all this stuff out, and here he's just like, he's the band leader. You know? He's just directing, and he's, you know, giving everybody their space. He's in a different, completely different role. And it's a big band.
And this is the band where he brings out the electronics, because he did that electric piano.
I'd never seen him do that. I have never in life seen him play an electric, maybe once or twice. But that wasn't his thing. He didn't play Fender Rhodes. I don't think he liked electric piano, but for some reason it was there, and he just probably got bored and just played it. You know? Jackie could play anything, man, a typewriter. You know, the guy.
Wow. Well, we are the beneficiaries. You're going to hear him speak introducing Out Front, and then Loverman. We'll see what we got time for. Maybe we might even make it to St. Thomas. What a nice place to be. It's WKCR, Deep Focus. Graham Haines is here shining a light on Jackie Byard. WKCR. CR.
All right. We'd like to feature Pablo Calegro on a composition called Out Front. And this composition, Billy Taylor used to play over his jazz show when he was a disc jockey way back in the 60s. I think it was in the 60s. He used to broadcast his show over WLIB. And he always said, what are you yawning? You're yawning. You're going to stay, aren't you? All right, good. And this is one of the numbers he used to play one from one of my albums that's a copper platter, you know. I won the Shammy Awards with it, you know, and all that, you know. And it was a big hit for my family. My family dug it. And my students and people, my associates. Anyway, here's an adaptation of Out Front, and it features another one of our junior members of the orchestra, Pablo Calegro.
Is that right?
Thank you.
Calegro. You're going to hear a lot about him. Pablo, take a bow, Pablo. All right. Yeah, Pablo. Take another bow, Pablo. Come on. Take a bow, Pablo. Take another bow. There he is, Pablo. You're going to hear a lot of him. We'd like to feature our one of our junior members, Martin Arbert, on guitar. Martin Aubrey, how about that? Martin Aubrey, take a bow, Martin. All right. Beautiful. We're going to feature our two other tenor players, Don Slatoff and Mel Ellison.